This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The House Ways and Means Committee on Thursday reported three bills supported by Farm Bureau that make permanent tax provisions that expired at the end of last year. They are H.R. 4718, introduced by Representative Pat Tiberi of Ohio, to make 50% bonus depreciation permanent. H.R. 2807, Conservation Easement Incentive Act of 2013, introduced by Representative Jim Gerlach of Pennsylvania and Mike Thompson of California, which makes permanent the expanded deduction for donated conservation easements, and H.R. 4719, introduced by Representative Tom Reed, to permanently extend and expand the charitable deduction for contributions of food. It is not yet known when the bills will reach the House floor. The Senate Finance Committee had earlier approved a bill, the Expire Act, to extend all the expired provisions for 2 years, including the three just approved by the committee. That bill is stalled because of a partisan disagreement about the amendment process. The House Appropriations Committee passed its fiscal year 2015 Agriculture Appropriations Bill on a 31-18 vote. The bill contains $20.9 billion in discretionary spending, which is the same level enacted in fiscal year 2014. The House and Senate have moved their respective agricultural appropriations bills through the full committees, and the bills now move on to the full floor. Neither chamber has set a date to bring the bills to the floor. A recent broadcast story on KXN News opens with, "From that puddle in the ditch to the pothole in the field, a new proposal could soon put the government in charge of most small bodies of water." The EPA and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have proposed a rule to clarify the Clean Water Act for streams and wetlands. It's created a stir in the agriculture industry. Katie Heeger, a Farm Bureau member in North Dakota, was interviewed for the story. "If we want to plant new trees or put in new rail, if we want to build schools and churches and run new water systems for new housing, which is a huge issue here in North Dakota," she said, "this impacts every single person, not just agriculture and development, but also energy, oil, and mining is definitely impacted by this regulation being proposed." Since the invention of golden rice by humanitarian scientists, up to 8 million children have died from vitamin A deficiency, mostly in the urban slums and remote rural areas of Africa and Asia. Golden rice contains beta-carotene, and allowing it would mean that families who can only afford to eat rice would be spared this affliction, the largest cause of blindness and death among children in the world. The Allow Golden Rice Society, begun by Greenpeace co-founder Dr. Patrick Moore, will conduct a public demonstration at the Greenpeace France office in Paris on June 17th to demand that they stop opposing golden rice and confirm they do not support the destruction of research trials. Tech-savvy Farm Bureau members will benefit from the just-released FB Act Farm Bureau Advocacy app, available for download from the Apple and Android stores. The free app features a Take Action Center, talking points on Farm Bureau priority issues, social media sharing tools, access to advocacy videos, an interactive congressional directory, an integrated feedback form, and live updates from the American Farm Bureau Federation's Twitter feed. Current priority issues for Farm Bureau include the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed Waters of the U.S. rule and agricultural labor reform, in addition to tax policy that encourages private initiative and economic growth. In Regulation Waterfall, a recent Fox News segment, Arizona Farm Bureau Vice President Stephanie Smallhouse explained why Farm Bureau members are mobilizing to oppose the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed water rule. "The devil is in the details," noted Smallhouse when asked about the EPA's plan to expand the reach of Clean Water Act regulations. "We can't wait 3 weeks, a month, a year for a permit for something that is ordinary for us on the farm or ranch." An editorial in Sunday's Washington Post comes out in favor of genetically modified crops. Genetically modified crops have increased the productivity and improved the lives of farmers and the people who depend on them all over the world. "Now they are banned in two counties in Oregon," noted the Post. "Further, there is no mainstream scientific evidence showing that foods containing GMOs are any more or less harmful for people to consume than anything else in the supermarket, despite decades of development and use. The Russian government recently announced the suspension of imports of live hogs from the U.S. due to the outbreak of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. Pork and pork products were not discussed as part of the suspension. Analysis by AFBF economists indicate the overall influence of the ban on hog markets is likely to be minimal. In 2013, the U.S. shipped a total of 2,526 hogs to Russia, and trade data shows that no live animals have been shipped to Russia so far in 2014. In 2012, the U.S. live hog exports to Russia came in at 3,094 animals. Overall, pork and pork product exports to Russia are off substantially from 2013 levels, with year-to-date quantity and values off 83 and 85% respectively, despite an 11% increase in both for the U.S. on a global basis. The Environmental Protection Agency's latest greenhouse gas proposal will harm the nation's economy, rural communities, and America's farm and ranch families if implemented, the American Farm Bureau Federation said Monday. EPA's attempt to impose a 30% reduction in carbon dioxide on the nation's power plants will lead to higher energy prices. Farmers would face not just higher prices for electricity, but any energy-related input such as fertilizer. Rural electric cooperatives that rely on old coal plants for cheap electricity would be especially hard hit. Immigration reform is a top priority for the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF Ag Labor Specialist Christy Boswell explains that Farm Bureau has been working very hard to see reform move forward, and now there is a window of opportunity for the House to act before the August recess. The president is feeling some pressure from his base, pushing him to do something administratively, according to Boswell. We see that as a reason for the House to act, and House Republicans have a mark on this issue. Farmers and ranchers are anxious for lawmakers to act on a series of bills recently passed by the House Ways and Means Committee that would make permanent key tax provisions that expired at the end of last year. Among the provisions the measures address are Section 179 small business expensing, 50% bonus depreciation, conservation easement incentives, and charitable deductions for food contributions. The Agriculture Department has released its Outlook for U.S. Agricultural Trade Report. USDA projects that fiscal year 2014 agricultural exports will reach $149.5 billion, an estimated $6.9 billion higher than previous estimates, and, if realized, a new record for American agricultural exports. The report indicates that the record growth is due not just to rising prices, which have driven export numbers in the past, but also to an increase in the volume of U.S. agricultural exports, which are projected to increase by 31% between fiscal years 2013 and 2014. Last fiscal year, agricultural exports reached $140.9 billion and supported nearly 1 million jobs here at home. Fiscal years 2009 to 2013 represent the strongest 5 years in history for agricultural trade, with U.S. agricultural product exports totaling $619 billion over those 5 years. Farmers are nearing completion of the spring plantings as they have planted 95% of their corn acreage and 78% of soybeans, according to Monday's release of USDA's weekly report on progress of the crop. According to USDA, 80% of the entire corn crop has emerged at this time, which is up 20 percentage points from last week. For soybeans, 78% of the crop has been planted, an increase of 19 points from last week. Soybean growth has doubled in the past week to a level of 50%. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.